Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nedarim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fandru Zivik Hagun, Bekarav Mamish. Now in the previous Mishnah we differentiated if a person made a neder using a lashon of Ad Sheyehei or Ad Sheyagia. And now we continue talking about that. So Mishnah Gimel says, let's say a person asers himself Ad HaKatzir until the grain harvest, or Ad HaBatzer until the grape harvest, or Ad HaMasek until the olive harvest. Eino Aser El Ad Sheyagia. He's only Aser up until the harvest begins, but not during the harvest itself. And Zakal, this is the rule. Kol Shezmane Kavua, anything that has a set time, for example, Yontif, it falls out on the same date every single year. Va'amar, and he says, Ad Sheyagia, that he's Aser from something up until it comes. Aser Ad Sheyagia, so he's only Aser up until it comes. Whereas Amar Ad Sheyehei, if he uses this lashon of Ad Sheyehei, Aser Ad Sheyetzei, he's Aser until it leaves, meaning until it finishes, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. However, V'chol She'ein Zman Kavua, if something doesn't have a set time, like the harvest, sometimes the harvest is earlier, sometimes it's later, so then Bein Amar Ad Sheyehei, or Bein Amar Ad Sheyagia, whether he uses the lashon of Ad Sheyehei or Ad Sheyagia, Einoi Aser El Ad Sheyagia, he's only Aser Ad Sheyagia until it comes. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing to talk about this. Let's say a fellow asers himself from something Ad HaKayetz, until the fig harvest. Now, Kayetz in our vernacular means the summer, but back in the day, the summer wasn't called kayetz, the fig harvest was called kayetz. And that's because they used to harvest figs and dry them out, and dried figs are called kitzios, which is the same lashon of kayetz. And actually, the reason why they're called kitzios is because kitzios literally means cut, and the way they would dry the figs out is by cutting the top off of them, the juice would ooze out, and that way they would dry much quicker and better. So that's why the entire fig harvest, which included drying them out, was called kayetz. So again, a person asers himself from something until the kayetz, or ad sheyehei kayetz, he used this lashon, so he's only aser ad sheyeschilu ha'am l'hachis b'kalkolos, until people start gathering figs into baskets. Once they start doing this, that's the beginning of the harvest, and he's mutter. However, let's say he uses a very clear lashon, and he says ad sheyavar kayetz, until the kayetz passes, so then ad he's also until they fold up the maktsuas, which are the mats that they use for drying figs out on. Now back to the previous Mishnah, let's say he used the lashon of ad hakatzir, he's also until the grain harvest. He's also until people begin the wheat harvest and not the barley harvest. Because when we say katzir, grain harvest, it means wheat and not barley. And akalafim akam nidrai, everything has to do with the place where he is when he made the neder. Im haya bahar, bahar. Im haya bebeka, bebeka. If he's in a mountainous region, so he has to follow the rules of when the harvest is in the mountainous region. And if he's in the valley area, so he has to follow the rules of when the harvest is in that area. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, continuing with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.